This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 16th, 2012, an active week. Although the feeling I get from fans of the Patriots via email and Twitter and text messages is that not quite active enough for their liking, but there have been a lot of names flying around, not necessarily big names or big money contracts, but Patriots have slowly but surely been dabbling in the off-season adventure of free agency, and this is another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast where we will break down the week of action. I am Andy Hart, and I'm joined by Paul Perillo, if he can pull his eyes away from the NCAA tournament basketball games long enough to contribute.
I make no promises.
So we'll get to the official signings of the week, which there are two. Patriots re-signed on March the 15th, veteran wide receiver slash safety slash special teamer slash captain slash pro bowler Matthew Slater, and they signed defensive tackle Marcus Harrison, who literally had a cup of coffee with the team for like a day last year. Harrison is 27, former Bears draft pick in the third round out of Arkansas. 37 career games, had some injury issues. They're adding depth, clearly, to the defensive line. In that vein, reports have indicated, although we've yet to get an official release from the New England Patriots, that Jonathan Finene of the Cincinnati Bengals, a backup with the Bengals, 6'4", 290 pounds, started two of the 16 games he played last year, 6.5 sacks. And, Paul, I'm going to break away here for a minute because those two signings, is that an indication clearly they needed more depth on the defensive line thanks to the young, unproven players that make up the bulk of that position right
now? Yeah, it is a deceptively thin spot on the roster, the defensive line. And we talked about this a little bit during the week. There's really only five guys that are currently under contract, heading into this free agency period that have had any discernible experience. And of those, we're counting the likes of Myron Pryor, who spent virtually all of last season on IR, Ron Brace, who to this stage in his career has really proven very little, and Kyle Love, who, although a great story and a personal favorite of ours, is not necessarily someone that you would consider a building block. So that's three of your five guys, Brandon Dederick being a fourth, also quite unproven. It's just Vince Wilfork and these question marks. So Finene, I think, is a guy that, while I think it was maybe surprising that he would have been such a high priority individually, you can understand what Bill Belichick was thinking in terms of trying to find some depth for that defensive line.
And based on his size and his background, he's sort of a Mike Wright type, probably can play anywhere across the front. First down, sub situation, end tackle, nose. As I said, 6.5 sacks last year. He had another 6 sack season a couple of years ago. He is a native of American Samoa, which is actually where he was when he reached the deal with the Patriots. And the deal was reported as a 3-year, $12 million agreement that include just under $4 million in signing bonus and guarantee. So not, chump change, but, not a high-level, big-money type contract.
No.
In a similar fashion, if they were focused on adding some depth to the defensive front, they were also clearly interested in adding some depth and talent in the back end. Reportedly reached a deal with Steve Gregory, a safety who formerly was with the Chargers. He's a guy that has played in, 85 career games with 30-something starts. Started 13 games last year next to Eric Weddle. Some said he was out of position playing next to Weddle. He's considered more of a free safety type with the ability to cover in the slot. He got a similar contract on one fashion. It's, $2 to $3 million per year. So borderline starter money slash high-level backup. He's a special teamer. The one concern with him is he did have a 4-game suspension in 2010 for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. But he is reportedly in the fold. And they've also, according to reports, actually today visiting with Laron Landry, free agent safety from the Washington Redskins, former star at LSU, number 6 overall pick in 2007, a guy that Bill Belichick kind of was reportedly interested in, liked coming out of college, is now best known, I guess, for his Twitter photos on the internet of his bicep. But, Paul, what do you make of this? Obviously, we knew safety was a concern. It was a rotating door of players last year, guys that really weren't even safeties were getting chances. Do you think they're bringing Gregory in, A, as a starter or just a depth guy? And can we read anything in that area based on the fact that Laurent Landry is also coming in?
Yeah, I think that it would be interesting to see what happens with Landry. But with Gregory first, because he's the guy that we already have, I would say that he'll get every opportunity to start and certainly will be part of that rotation. And anyway, I'd be surprised if he didn't start, depending on what happens from here on in. But, you described him perfectly. He's a guy who's done a lot of different things, and I think that's always attractive to Belichick, the ability to play inside against the slot, play special teams, always attracted to him. A lot of people have called him even a hybrid corner. So there's some coverage skills there that I think would complement Patrick Chung nicely. So I don't know a tremendous amount about his on-field play in San Diego. He's not a guy that necessarily stood out to me while watching them, but he does have significant experience and surely vaults right up there with Chung in terms of that safety depth chart. It was a constant problem, a revolving door all year long. Behind Chung, he is by far and away, I would say, the next best option at safety currently. We'll see what the draft has, and we'll see what the situation with Landry is after the weekend. Reportedly, some competition there on the horizon. If the Patriots have him in and don't get a deal done with Landry, it looks like there's some other teams waiting to talk to him as well, including the Jets.
Sounds like he's going kind of right from here to the Jets,
and there's another one
hosting Reggie Nelson today, the other big name, sort of disappointing first-round pick safety on the market.
Right.
He's actually more of a free safety type, whereas Landry's a bigger, obviously, if you see the photos, a bigger in-the-box, big hitter type safety. Actually, I found a stunning statistic from Landry. Played 8 games last year, has an Achilles injury, and in 8 games did not have a single pass defense, which to me, Vince Wilfork plays 8 games. He's going to get a hand up and bat down a screen pass. I found that remarkable to play in 8 games and not get a single hand on a football.
Right.
Two things I want to just touch on reading into these safety moves. A, maybe Devin McCourty is a cornerback. There was a lot of speculation this offseason. If McCourty's going to safety, you have greater need at corner. Well, it looks like they've targeted a few safeties they want to bring in. Maybe McCourty is staying at cornerback.
That's an interesting point. Maybe that's the answer that, they're giving us the answer possibly right now. We'll wait and see what
happens. And B, a sad one, is based on the $2 to $3 million a year they gave Gregory, I don't think they're bringing James Sanders back to make $2 to $3 million a year. And moving on.
Been there, done that.
Another reported re-signing, Dan Conley, has re-upped. Even his teammates were congratulating him on Twitter of reaching a new deal. Again, we do not yet have a release or any contract numbers on that. Be interesting to see what kind of money he got and whether he is considered a starting center for this team or if he was brought back to be the versatile jack-of-all-trades, could start anywhere in the middle there guy, and we'll get those numbers. We'll pass those along next week. But I think that's a good move for them. I think he's a good, solid player that they have comfort with in the middle. Brady has comfort with. I think that's a good re-signing for them.
I think it's excellent. I think I had mentioned last week when you threw that question at me among the guys that they had, who would be one of the top priorities, and I picked him. Maybe not sexy, but I think he's a valuable guy in that offensive line.
Other rumors, reports, different things to discuss involving the roster. Mark Anderson, the free agent, 10-sack guy, visiting the Dolphins today. What?
Proceed. I know what you're doing.
Visiting the Dolphins, reportedly. There was a lot of fire revolving around Rams restricted free agent receiver Danny Amendola, seen by many as Wes Welker 2.0. He comes from Texas Tech.
Seen by many more in Boston.
Yes, and he was around Boston. Scott Zolak tweeted he was at the place, but sounds like he was dealing with some family issues, has family in Massachusetts, in Brockton, in Scituate, some family in Maine, was on his way to Maine. So it sounds like it was a coincidence and one of these little media firestorms that only become that much bigger in the Twitter age where they can grow and kind of get out of hand quickly. And Anthony Gonzalez, there were reports the Patriots had some interest in Anthony Gonzalez, as well as defensive end / outside linebacker Trevor Scott, a Raider previously, 6'5", 255 pounds, played a little bit of linebacker for them on the edge, more of a defensive end. I think he has 13 career sacks. He's only played 4 seasons, been a little banged up. He would be an interesting, I guess, developmental type signing in the vein of a Rob Ninkovich, an edge guy who could probably do a lot of things. I know Fred Kirsch is just excited about his triangle numbers. Saw those and was interested. But it's that time of year. There's names popping up all the time, and it's not just New England. Peyton Manning was a lock to go to Denver until he wasn't, and now he's Titans are in the final, and all of a sudden the San Francisco 49ers swoop in. So
it's unbelievable.
Very busy season around the league, and we will always be here to update you on any changes the Patriots make to the roster, additions, subtractions, rumors, anything else. And one final sad note, Mario Williams signed with the Buffalo Bills, so we will yet again not be getting the dream edge rusher. The Quinn dream died last year. The Julius Peppers dream died a couple years ago, and this year, the Mario Williams dream is dead. But nothing else is dead. There's plenty to talk about, and we will be here next Friday. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, we will break down every single move in the next 7 days for the New England Patriots in this exciting free agency season. Until then, peace out.